This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time on Genesis Communications Network. John is engineering our broadcast today in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. David in Illinois is with us, and we're going to be talking about his life, things that have happened to him. He's the young man who escaped the clutches of the mass murderer, John Wayne Gacy. We're going to be talking about corruption. Government corporation corruption. We're going to be talking about police corruption. We're going to be talking about medical corruption. We're going to be talking about medical experimentation on the unknowing, the trapped, the unwilling. We're going to be talking about being kidnapped. We're going to be talking about things that will just boil your blood and curl your hair. And this is not something that David in Illinois has read about. This is something he was a victim of. He saw it firsthand as a child. It's an absolute outrage. Welcome, David.
How you doing?
Well, the question is, how are you doing?
Well, when I discuss these things on your show, I found a better way to do it is I have to kind of separate myself from them, and I seem to be able to do that better and try to just tell you what I observed and what I would. I would like to say one thing real quick. Some of our friends that listen to the show now, and they say I've been doing really well, and they're the ones that encouraged me to talk about this stuff instead of keeping a secret about it. They want to know why my wife doesn't listen to it, and she don't listen to your show during the times that I talk, because she has to live this, and she has to live this. She was with me for a lot of this, and it was also targeted on her, and it disturbs me to see her because she has to wake me up from the nightmares, and you know, and they're bad. And we even have a German Shepherd that helps her, help me and hold me down when the nightmares are that bad. So this is something that just doesn't go away. But I vowed years ago that I will eventually have a time when I'm not under that so much of an umbrella of threat, that I'll be able to help those people, victims and the kids. And I didn't really think about myself, but everybody said that I need to think about myself because we're still going through it. So, I just wanted to get that out so they know why she doesn't. And I don't want her to listen to it. She has to live it enough. I hate seeing her in tears when this stuff still happens. It's just not right. You know?
David, my dad was in World War II. He enlisted. His brothers enlisted. We were attacked by Japan. And young men felt that it was their responsibility to defend the United States of America from the Japanese. And he was what was called a 90-day wonder. And the 90-day wonder was a guy who took an aptitude test, an IQ test, and received a grade sufficient to make him a sergeant, at least, right out of the gate. And so he was a first sergeant, and he was on a troop ship going to the Philippines. And there was a flotilla of troop ships. And when the Japanese saw these troop ships, they decided that they were going to take them out and send them to the bottom of the ocean. So what they did was these Japanese Zero airplanes were on a single mission. Each pilot got in, and it was a mission that would end in the pilot's death. They were called kamikazes. And they would take off from a aircraft carrier, a Japanese aircraft carrier. They were fueled. They had machine guns, or a machine gun, ammunition, one bomb. And the idea was to launch that bomb down a smokestack of a U.S. ship, cause as much damage as possible, sink it if possible, with that one bomb, use the machine gun to strafe and kill as many and wound as many people on our side as possible, and then, when all out of ammunition and the bomb had been deployed, take that Japanese Zero and crash it into the most vulnerable spot of a U.S. ship to try to sink it. That was their mission. And my dad was in this flotilla, and there were lots of Japanese Zeros flying around, crashing into bombing and strafing ships. Men were on fire, jumping into the water to put themselves out. Ships were being sunk. Men were screaming. It was chaos. It was horrific. And there was no place to go except in the water. And my dad had nightmares, absolutely horrific nightmares, most nights since that time, until he died. So for over five decades, my dad got a chance to have those nightmares, the same kind of nightmares I believe you're talking about. They're absolutely horrific. He would jump out of bed, he'd fall out of bed, he'd be diving for cover, you know, from bed, diving for cover, off the bed, smash his face into the floor, wake up, you know, black and blue, getting the gun, because he was reliving it over and over. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Well, I didn't have to worry about getting the gun. I was always crouching and hiding in fear. There was even one day where I actually tried to break out of the house because I thought I was locked up in the hospital room, and they were using me for experiments. And I woke up the next day, and the furniture was piled up in the living room. I'm like, was this real? And she said, yes. You know, and it's just, and, you know, you don't. I wish, and the thing is, my memory is so well, they actually tested me on it when I was younger because they wanted to find out how I could get around at night, and I wasn't supposed to be able to see at night. So they would blindfold me, and they showed me an area one time, and I was able to just go everywhere around there just by seeing it once, which that made them all more paranoid because now this kid does remember everything he pretty much sees. He's got too much detail of everything. Then they started making me do puzzles, and that made him worry even more. And even the school teachers would complain about that, of the testing they were doing, but there was nothing they could do about it. If too much heat got put on, I was moved to another location, pulled out, and, you know. And when you see crime scene photos and photos of people and children that are dead, you don't forget that stuff. Don't, you know, I always ask myself, why did I see this, so much of this information and so much of this? And the only thing I can think of is back then, if you didn't see well, they assumed You had no brain. You had no thought. You had no hearing. And this stuff was just, and I guess they just got so used, the police and the doctor got so used to me being there, you know. And you could see a lot of stuff when you're not in school for months, 2 years at a time. There's a lot of time in the day where there's nothing to do. And that's where you're at. And you figure that's their job, is to be around crime and folks supposed to be protecting the public. That's the interesting thing. That's supposed to be protecting the public, just as well as the doctors. They're supposed to be there to help and ease suffering. And I'm sorry. I'd rather die at home instead of going into a hospital thinking they were going to be there to benefit and help me. I'm sorry. I've tried to help people. I tried to tell people about what I've seen happen and what possibly will happen. Oh, it'll never happen to me until it does. Then they're upset. You know, and I don't care about it anymore. I don't care to try those people that you try to help and they don't listen. I can't do anything about that. I can just do something. I will go to the extremes to help the children that I see things happening to. I always have. In a way, he did win somewhat because he shut me off of caring about adults who have control about what they do. And, you know, I feel bad about that. I would go out of the way to help anybody in the past, but I will not do that anymore. No.
Let me see if I've got this right, David. You and I have arrived at the same place that we're certainly willing to help the innocent, but we're not willing to help the unwilling. Is that right?
You betcha. I'm sorry, I do not. And I will not, even my wife knows by now and sees the way I around people that are like that. I don't give a thought about it in the world. Don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's cold, but to me, that's just the way it is. That's the way I've learned to live. That's the way I've witnessed. You could go out of the way and help somebody, and then if you do help them when it's over with, they're going to find some way, shape, or form to blame something or the activity, even if it has nothing to do with it, on you. There'll be some way they'll come out and explain why they didn't do it, they weren't prepared, they didn't take action, something. And those are the adults that I don't care. I figured there's God, he must have wanted them to deserve it.
David in Illinois is with us, and we're talking about his firsthand experiences. David, when we come back, I'd like to ask you about the safety net. Is there such a thing as a safety net? Is the system available? Are the police what we thought they were? Is the medical profession what we thought it is? We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, David, are you saying that there really is not the safety net that we thought? Maybe there's no safety net, meaning that if you call the police over, it may get worse. If you go to the hospital expecting compassion, expecting that you will be cared for, attended to, maybe the problem that you have may be treated, that maybe the case, that's not quite the case anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. I've lived the life of this. Now, I'll go on if you were to call the police. Now, I would have endless conversations. It was my job to calm my father down when he was not at work. So he wasn't a menace to society. I had to deal with the option of let him go lose it on society with a firearm, having a badge, which they would cover up, or have the guilt of something possibly happening, especially with the level and the amount of medications that was given to him to calm him down instead of him when he switched over from alcohol like all the other police officers did. Now, he himself was terrified to go out when he was not in uniform with a firearm because of the young police are taught to you shoot first and shoot until that target or subject is down, not moving anymore. They are no longer taught. Years ago, it seemed like they were more compassionate, where if there was a situation, it was more to help and assist the public and the community. Where now it's more, compliance and control. And that's a totally different format in the process. You know, it's not about helping the, you know, in controlling the situation, assisting the situation. No, let's get this under control. Get them to comply no matter what the situation. They don't care if somebody, there's articles on, I'm sure you can find them, where one guy was on fire because he wouldn't get on the ground because he was on fire. They shot him to death. You know, so that, and we all know about the New Orleans situation. I was on the phone with hours of heated discussions with him over that, where he was mad because he wasn't asked to go down there. And then we've seen the stories come out, and everybody read stories about they were kicking in people's doors, taking things, forcing people to leave, taking their weapons and supplies. And he just said, that's what we're told to do. We can do it as long as, I said, what about the Constitution? Even when I took the Constitution means nothing to them. I'm sure there's some of them that do and respect it, but they're taught not to. They're taught to do exactly what they're ordered and allowed to do, and they don't care. They don't care if they go to court. They don't care if they get sued. It's not their money. I've seen, you know, many times where that's happened, and I've sat in the back of courtrooms where I had to go to cases because they didn't want me to see. Nobody wanted to know I was there, so I'd sit in the back and watch it. And I even remember one time when that's when I first realized the judges are just as bad as these cops. In one of the cases. And it's sad to realize that when you're a kid, even a teenager, and you're taught in school that you're supposed to go to the uniforms and respect these individuals as well as the judges. And you get this inside view, you know, of this situation. And it's, but, you know, even as me all these years, even when I was in college, I always tried to fight, but no, this isn't right. Maybe it was just a bad situation. This, but every time I seen more and more, or I got exposed to more and more cases, no, there's a serious problem here. If something happens, in my opinion, what I've watched and witnessed, the police and the medical field or the politicians, they're going to worry about themselves first. So that's it. And they're going to try to control the population and the public. And if something happens and the lower officers have to be risked, they're going to go. And the sad thing is a lot of them are the ones that are sitting there thinking, oh, I'm in the club now. Because that line used to not be as encompassing as many population as it is now. When I was first hanging out, that line was encompassing only a few lower population. Now it's encompassing almost everybody except for the elite and the police.
I believe what you're saying is that they have been corrupted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with David.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people are dead from violent storms that tear through Texas and Louisiana. As forecasters say, the storm system is now headed into the Mid-Atlantic. still featuring strong winds, large hail, and a tornado risk, especially for portions of North Carolina and Virginia. It looks like the worst is over for a Chicago suburb, Beach Park, where people were told to shelter in place after a tractor-trailer crash caused an ammonia gas leak yesterday, but officials say they're still trying to account for everyone.
I want to be sure if somebody was sleeping with the windows open last night that they're safe.
That's a county sheriff's spokesman. Kyle Murray, the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, the first athlete to ever be selected in the first rounds of the NFL and Major League Baseball drafts, the Arizona Cardinals made him the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Flash. Today, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just wanted to thank Rich Sheban for keeping the studio warm while Mrs. Fennelli and I were traveling yesterday. And I'd like to thank those in our class who communicated their suggestions for locations for our consideration. Thank you very much, Wendy. You were first. David's with us, and we're talking about the system. We're talking about how it's been corrupted. We're talking about how it used to be just a few bad cops, and now it's systemic. And David, so why is it that you think that young cops are taught to shoot and keep shooting until their target is neutralized. That would be their kinds of words. They use the words target and bad guy. They don't say kill or murder right. that man or murder that woman or murder Mrs. Jones or murder that child. They don't use words like that. They use words like neutralize, and they use the words bad guy or bad guys. Why is it that you think that they're taught this way? To desensitize them?
I think part of it is psychological. They even had poster or targets that were printed up quite a while ago that had elderly people with walkers, wheelchairs, things of that nature. And I truly think it was to desensitize them. So they don't, they look at them all. It's them, the other individual. You have the police, and then you have them, which is us. And the only ones that are good, reliable, the ones that, you know, they need to shoot for are the police. Everyone else is outsiders. It used to not be that way. I'll give you a couple of examples. In the years ago, if some woman was pulled over, she had a carry permit or had a firearm, she had a nice car, nice housewife, they seen she was protecting herself, and she was legal, they would let her go. And nowadays, they look at that situation as a target to, they know that's safe, that woman's not going to give them any grief. They're going to confiscate that weapon, especially if it's nice and they want it. They're going to sell it. But if they will let truckers come in, because that's where the big money is, they don't want to cause problems, and they will let them bring in larger amounts of weapons and help them get through. So it's changed a lot. They know where the money is. They know where the power is. And that power line has changed, in my opinion, and what I witnessed drastically. And what's sad is a lot of the average people, your middle class and good people, are still, you hear them speaking and they're shocked that it's happening to them. But it's been happening to the lower class individuals for years. They've been living like this. And I've seen and I witnessed it. They could just walk down the street and get harassed and pulled over and taken whatever they want to take from them. And nobody cared. But now it's changed drastically. And if it's a bad shoot, all they have to do is have fear for my life. It was a mistake. And bam, that's it. Not a thing said about it.
Are you saying that the reason there's a bona fide reason why our black friends in the cities are afraid of the police because the police have been harassing them without merit, stealing from them? Is that what we're saying here?
One of the reasons? Oh, that's exactly. Now, the word was, back when I was traveling with them all the time, the police, I even got to sit into some of their classrooms, okay? The thing was, there's something in their blood. We don't know what it is, but only about 2% does not act on that. So therefore, the rest of them all will act on it. They will do crime. They have done crime. And if they haven't yet, they will in the future. So when we see a black individual walking down the street, it's okay to pull them over. It's okay to frisk them. It's okay to make cards and identification mark card on them. Because if they haven't, they will. And that's what I would witness this. And that's how the whole criminal game got started. We had a criminal called the criminal game when I was with these police. And they would give me little... I like, well, how do you tell the criminals? And it was also said on the radio when they would recognize them as the N-word and on the radio. Caucasians were for white people. And Caucasian meant they were good people. The other word meant they were bad people. And so we came up with the criminal game. And it would be amazing. These people just walk down the street and they would get stopped just because they're walking down the sidewalk in a decent neighborhood. Now, the decent neighborhoods up there where they patrol that, They were flooded with cops everywhere, everywhere. Now, I met a lot of black people when I would be up there by my, he would drop me off at the lake behind, up there behind a museum, and I'd fish there until he would decide to pick me up when the weather was nice. I met a lot of them black people. They took me to their neighborhood. They said they'd keep me safe. They did. I would be over there for a week, 2 weeks. I'd never seen a cop at all in their neighborhood. When they said if you call the cops, they're there, it takes hours to get there. They're absolutely right. And when they do were to show up, they never want them to come because they mess with everybody. Everybody. You know, and I was amazed. I was fortunate to go there in the sea. They let me stay at some of their places. And it was interesting to see the way they live. And they take it so well. It's like there's nothing, even the little kids. I've seen these kids playing on the basketball. And they look, their basketball platform looked like it was the crater like the moon. And I'm like, I said, why don't you get a hold of your representatives to get this repaid? And everybody laughed at me. You know, yeah, you can tell he's a white boy. And one day, finally, a little kid said, don't you know, every time somebody gets elected, they get corrupted. We still don't get nothing. It's just a waste of time. And it's sad that they grow up that way. And that's just, even the little kids know it. You know, and they're just rather, those black people in them communities would rather the police and them not even be in their neighborhood. Because when they show up, for some reason, everybody is a target. Everybody is a target. And that's sad to live that way. You know, it's sad.
You know? So, David, are you saying that the police in training are taught that 98%, using your number, 98% of black people are criminals, meaning only 2% of them are not? Is that what they were taught?
Yes, there was 98%. And they said, they actually used the word 2%. They never used 98%. They said only 2% do not act on whatever is in their blood that makes them do the. They act like they were explaining it to me, which now I understand. It's like an innate ability that they cannot control. It's there. They don't know why. That's what they do. And that was the whole thing on the criminal game.
Let me see if I've got this right. So, David, are you saying that they're taught that if a black person goes into a store, only 2% of them will not shoplift, that kind of thing? Right. Is that what we're talking about?
Right. Right.
Okay.
I witnessed a black lady. Her house was robbed. I talked to the burglars. I spoke to them several times. I knew what kind of truck it was. And I didn't know they were getting robbed at the time until my dad got home. He came home for lunch, and I came back. I witnessed it. He asked me, I said, yeah, with all the cops. And since she was a black woman, he did not want to risk me going in there and giving a statement because of the individuals who were the agency that was looking for me at the time, Phil. And he said, I can't risk it. He talked to somebody on the phone, and they said, well, even if she didn't steal this stuff, she's black, she's probably going to steal this stuff, steal the things back again to replace it. So we're just going to drop it. I could have identified the individual. I could have identified the truck. Just because she was black and they could not risk me going to court to tell for me to be asked everything else I know. That was always the fear. But just because that lady was black, that's it.
David, when you said prior to words to the effect that the police are in business for themselves and they'll take things from people they pull over. If they have something that's nice, the police will steal it. Are you saying that, this is just for clarification for our class,
are you
saying that if the cops can pull somebody over just because they feel like it, and then they'll look through that person's car, and if they find things that they like, they'll say that, we're going to take this, that's evidence, or make up reasons why they're taking things?
I've seen it happen many times.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, so
right, okay.
Correct
okay.
me if I'm just trying to visualize what you're saying. And And I'm imagining, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm imagining that the person or persons who were pulled over by the cops would say, well, they took my stuff, whatever stuff is, and we're lucky that that's all they did was steal from us. They didn't kill us or arrest us or rough us up. Is that true, that the victims of the police would be glad that they just got stuff taken, things, personal possessions taken, and not roughed up? Is that what the feeling was?
Yeah, yes. When I went, the black people took me to their community quite a bit, and that's the attitude they took. At least that's all they did. And the hope would be the next time they purchased something of that nature and had it, they could keep it a little longer. Especially if it was unique. They had a lot of vendors that would be in the black communities. They had tables, sidewalk sales of all kinds of unique items. Very interesting. Great place to be. I wouldn't be able to go there by myself, but these people would take me there. And they would, when we go back, when they would get pulled over or stopped and checked, they would see these unique things. And they're like, oh, well, I think this may have been in a crime. It's taken. You know, it's sad to see that right in front of your face happening. It bothers me. It still bothers me to this day.
Of course. David, I have so many more questions. Thank you for being with us. I'm looking forward to the next hour and 15 minutes with you. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David's with us. David, it seems that some cops have an air of entitlement. They think they deserve free coffee, free donuts, free lunch, gifts. Did you see that in your firsthand experience with the police?
I just mainly seen them take whatever they wanted to. If, for example, here's another example. They had a back in them days, they had a martial arts studio up there where they patrolled at, and the law was the kids, which kids are going to practice and buy nunchucks. They had to have them in a cage. And they had to carry them out in the open when they were going to class. Well, they would wait until the class was over with and then pull the kids over and confiscate them. And then they would pull up when we would stop and talk. And, yeah, I look at this nice leather case for my kids. They would take these home to their kids. You know, here however they're getting their money, which the black community, money did not come easy. I've seen people with no shoes on the sidewalk. Money was not easy for anybody, but it's even harder for them. And then to do that and then to comply with a law that they're supposed to comply with, and it doesn't even matter, and they still take it. You know, to hear them talking about taking it, the police taking it home for their kids and showing them the fact that they got a nice leather case for this one, they don't, you know, look at my kids going to enjoy this. How can you discuss that or talk about it when you're just sitting there and you're a kid observing and you're seeing, you know, and they did the same thing with bikes, all kinds of things, you know, it's drugs, cash, you know, I tell you, you want to talk about here's another case I'll tell you about. We had, where we lived, it was a nice place. There was about 2,800 units there. Nice upper class. And one night, my dad, they let him work their security because I was considered, to him, I was an asset to help him get, you know, things. And he was supposed to be walking through at night, and somebody, it had to be a group of individuals that robbed the cars at night. They put up on blocks or robbed I know it was over 300 vehicles in just one evening. So I knew about some of the information of that case. He didn't know I did, because when he was out, I would go out at night and do what, walking around or do things or try to fish when we got home. And that's what I did. Well, he didn't know I knew about some of the information. And I also heard individuals talking about it that were involved in the gang that sent them out there to do something. He was furious. And I'm telling him, but if I would have talked about it and he would have let me speak to the sheriff about it, then it would have implicated him. And then that would have started a whole domino effect, you know, and he was not going to allow that to happen. But look at how many people, I mean, you go out to your car and your car's all on brick, all your tires are gone, you know, and so many vehicles, you know, you don't even have to be there to know that somebody knew something that helped somebody for that amount of theft to happen in just one evening.
David, it may seem foreign to some of our class what you're talking about, but I have a dear friend who many years ago, during the 1980s, was traveling on the Long Island Expressway on the East Coast, and he got a flat tire, and he pulled over to the side of the road. He raised his hood so that vehicles passing by could see him in traffic, and he raised his trunk, and he was getting out his spare tire to change his flat, and he felt the vehicle moving, and he looked around, and there was a guy under his hood. And the guy under the hood said, "Hey, it's okay. You can have the tire. I'm just taking the battery." Can you imagine it? So in the few seconds it took him to walk around to the back of his vehicle, to open the trunk, to start taking out the spare tire, someone was stealing his battery. And you see those kinds of images on the Long Island Expressway of vehicles sitting up on blocks, sitting up, tires and wheels gone. You're absolutely right. And it only takes these guys a few seconds to pull that off. David, we come back. I've got so many more questions. Are the cops weak of character? Do they get notches on their gun belt for arrests?
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.